Into the Woods podcast with your host Ryan Woods for Tuesday, September 5th. Probably listening to this on Wednesday, September 6th.
What's the significance of September 6th, Ryan? Why'd you get a little bit giddy when you said that?
Well, pal, because I'll be turning 26. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? It means I have to go on my own insurance. And it means I'm a year closer to 30. And a year closer to the end of my life. Ah, time is a fleeting concept. Isn't it so scary? Time. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping away. What's going on? I feel like I'm burying the lead because this is the Into the Woods podcast and I am newly engaged. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. No big deal. No big deal. Newly engaged podcast host, Ryan Woods. You know, a lot of people were saying that it would never get done. A lot of people were saying, hey, you know, we've been waiting on this. We've been waiting. What the hell you been waiting for, pal? We've been waiting on this, waiting for you to say this, waiting for a long time. Why? Why would you be waiting a long time? Worry about your own fucking life, okay? Why the hell would you be waiting a long time? Why are you putting yourself in my life? Why do you give a shit? Been waiting for this. Why? I don't know you. You've never talked to me. Been waiting for this. Why? You know who was waiting for this? Dana. And now, we're engaged and stuff. She did say yes. Probably against her better judgment, Dana said yes to will you marry me question. I know a lot of people are saying, hey, the photo is far away. The photo is far away. Hey, it's not my fault she ran away. She was in shock. She was like, I can't believe this guy's finally doing this. So, hey, everybody just relax. And the people in the background there, where are my photos at? Those are good candid photos. Women love candid photos. Give me those photos. If you were at the Trius Winery on Niagara Falls, Canada on September 2nd, 2023, and you took these photos, gonna need those. Anyways, for the audio listener, that video will be posted. Most of you are audio listeners because I don't post a full-length podcast to YouTube. Why? Because, I don't know. I know I really don't like watching podcasts, so... Ryan, if you don't like watching podcasts, what makes you think people wouldn't? I don't know, dude, okay? I just know we had a lovely weekend. We went up to Canada. I kind of kept it pretty tight-knit over here, as most things in my life. My lack of planning, my whole life has been a lack of a plan, had led me... You know, basically, my whole life's been a lack of planning. From my birth, from my conception, to my engagement. Every moment has led me to this. And this is not having a plan when I want to ask a lovely lady to marry me. I didn't have some set up in a gazebo with flowers and candles spelling out, will you marry me? I didn't have some clever way to do it. I kind of just flew by the seat of my pants. And that's a big seat. Okay. Hey, man, I'm trying to go on a diet here. All right, I'm going to go on a full soup diet, and all of you are going to be pissed when I get ripped. When I go on that full Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup diet, oh, pal, you're done for. That's a free shout-out for them boys. I don't even have to do a silly little ad about it. But anyways, we had a good time. I'll tell you the story if you want it. Here it is. We went up on Friday to Niagara Falls. Great, great place. We stayed at the Crown Plaza again. Big question for you, Canadians and Europeans. What's up with the air conditioning? I know what you're going to say. Oh, you fat Americans, you love your air conditioning, blah, 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 you fatties. Yeah, we love modern convenience, bozo. Turn the air up. Let's cool it down in this MF-er. Hey, if the world's on fire and I can be cold inside, why am I not doing that? Turn the air on the rest of the world. And something about the water in Canada, it's a little messed up. You would think it'd be better considering the waterfall situation they have there. But I digress. So we go up on Friday and, you know, things are good. Things are hunky-dory. I shove this ring. You know, I can't be walking around with my ring box in my pocket because I would pretty much give it away. And, you know, so I had to shove it in my little penny pouch, coin holder for my wallet. And I have this ring in my wallet. I'm very nervous about it the whole time. And then I go to bed Friday, and I'm like, ah, damn, you know, her dad's one piece of advice her father gave me was, hey, do it the first night. You know, don't make her wait. And I'm like, okay, perfect. so I didn't get that done. And so once again, the lack of planning comes into play. And I was ready to go Saturday, had it in the wallet, was ready to rock. She's getting ready. She's doing her hair up. You know, she's getting a base curl, as you girls do. You know, she's putting a dress on. It looked very nice. It was beautiful, of course. She looked great. I looked okay. You know, but, you know, here's the thing. I post these engagement photos, and it's no big deal, right? I want everyone to focus on the engagement, the love, you know, I love love, the whole thing, right? But can somebody tell me if I look jacked? Okay, because I wasn't going to look jacked. I didn't want to look jacked. But then I look back at the photos, and I'm like, kind of look jacked. So if nobody wants to tell me I look jacked, that's fine. Keep it to yourself. But how about shout out the boy for one time? Because I look jacked, right? Okay. I don't want anyone to say it. I'm not even doing it for the girls. I'm doing it for the guys. Hey, guys, fellas. I look jacked or what? Anywho. Yeah, we're up there. We're going through all these wineries. I'm looking around for people to take a photo because the problem is, when you lack the planning of a photographer to take a photo of you on your engagement, you then have to recruit a stranger. And the problem with recruiting a stranger is you have to explain them the situation, because the awkwardness of you just being like, hey, can you take a photo for us? And they go, yeah, sure, of course. And then you get down on a knee and ask somebody to marry you while some stranger is holding the camera. It could go poorly. So we go through these wine tours. We end up at dinner at Wayne Gretzky's place. Great place. Out in Niagara on the Lake, of course. No free shout outs, free shout out, of course, for the Gretzky place. So we then were eating there after we'd gone on three winery tours, didn't find anyone, didn't find a perfect spot to do it, didn't want to get back on the bus after getting engaged. Would have been pretty awkward, not going to lie. Pretty embarrassing, too. So I didn't hear a word these wineries said. I was pretty nervous, didn't hear a word anyone was telling me. And I was pretty nervous. So Dana sees this winery is attached to Wayne Gretzky. It's called the Trius Winery, and you can get a tour. So we got a tour for 5:30 p.m. And I remember pretty vividly being pretty nervous. Dana's not feeling too well. It's starting to rain a bit, and I'm getting nervous about the whole situation, the weather, her stomach not feeling too well. The dehydration comes into play because Canada, what the fuck's up with your water? What's the deal? Anywho, so then we walk over there, we get the tour. I'm battling foot tendonitis. I'm a hero. I'm not saying there's going to be statues built of me, but I'm not saying there's not going to be statues built of me because of what I went through this weekend with my foot tendonitis, putting in 18,000 steps. It's no big deal, whatever. Shout out the boy. Anywho, so then we are at this winery. We are doing the tour. Our tour guide is about 25 years old, and he's a fella. He's pretty relaxed. I'm like, this might be my guy. And we're up in this rosé tower, they call it, because they serve you rosé, and there's rose on the wall. I know. Amazing, isn't it? And I look over the edge, and I see this like little cascading waterfall. I see this beautiful backdrop, and I'm like, maybe I could do it there. You know, maybe I could, you know, ask someone to, you know, I could do it there. Ask him to take a photo of us. So wine tour ends. Very good wine tour. Would recommend it, of course. We end up in the gift shop, and this fella, he's like, all right, I'll be around if you guys want me to take pictures or if you guys want to know anything about the product. And I turn to Dana, and I go, hey, do you need to go to the bathroom? She's like, actually, I do need to go to the bathroom. So I'm holding her purse, of course. And I look at the guy. I'm like, hey, can you take a photo for us? And he goes, yeah, I'll be around. I'm like, no, listen to me. I want to get engaged. I need you to take a video photo. Could you do that for me? I'll throw you a couple bucks. If you got Venmo, Zelle, whatever. Whatever you fucking Canucks are using up here. And he goes, no, it's no worries. I'll do it for you. Of course. Congratulations, man. Like, are you nervous? And I'm like, yeah, I'm nervous. I want to throw up. I want to puke. I want to die. I mean, I want to do it all. Like, I want it all to explode out of me. So I'm already going through all these emotions. And so then on, I'm like, are you a betting man? Yeah, Dana's in the bathroom, you know, she's doing whatever. And I'm like, are you a betting man? And he goes, yeah, I mean, I gamble. I'm like, sports bet? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, yes is off the table. I'm pretty sure she's going to say yes. You can't bet yes. But no is about minus 25,000 or plus 25,000. So you got to put $10 on no, right? Like, I mean, it's the only right thing to do. He's like, you think it could be a no? I'm like, no, I'm not saying it's going to be a no. It's very long odds. He's like, yeah. I'm like, but I mean, if it hits, think about the money you can make. I don't know how you're going to get that payout, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. And he's like, all right. So we go over there. You know, I look at Dana. I tell her the whole, give her a quick spiel. She starts bawling her eyes out. She asked me if I asked her dad before she said yes. After I asked her, will you marry me? And she goes, did you ask my dad? And I said, yes. And she said, then yes. And then, you know, the after effects of getting engaged are incredibly awkward. I will admit that to you if you're ever looking to get engaged, if you're a fella. It's incredibly awkward. It's kind of like, all right, cool. Now what? I didn't really think this next part through, but don't think I need to because it feels like it all worked out. So thank you for all the congratulations. Thank you for all the kind wishes. I really appreciate it. I really do. It's been great. So now back to the podcast stuff. That good thing that's tidied up and cleaned up. Podcasting. I've been told that Kanye West, this is the greatest transition in the history of podcasting. I've been told that Kanye West is a godly man, a man whom only wants, you know, he's against the conspiracy that is the deep state and the Illuminati are out to get him and all those things. Okay, fine, fair, whatever. But what's the deal with this? Why is he getting sucked off on a boat in Italy or whatever? Enhanced privacy on Chrome, got it. Okay, who gives a shit, dude? Kanye West, Venice. Kanye West and Bianca Sensory banned from Venice boat rental. Venetian water taxi company bans Kanye West for behavior on boat. After images surfaced last week of the two in a compromising position in the back of a water taxi. West, who legally changed his name to Ye in 2021 and Sensory, were photographed last week in what appeared to be a sex act in the back of a boat with Sensory kneeling in front of Kanye. You know, I don't kink shame. I know that's what a lot of you are like, oh, Ryan, are you kink shaming? Are you kink shaming? No, I'm not kink shaming. I'm just saying his naked rear end was visible. Hey, man, wait till you get home. You know what I mean? So Kanye West now, if we just want to do the tracker of Kanye West, he has said, hey, let's say some good things about Hitler. You know, maybe some things were a little lost in translation there. And then also now getting sucked off in the back of public boats in Italy. Cool. I think I'm out on Kanye West. I'm just going to say that. I'm just kind of out. I have no real thoughts on that. I just think that, you know, he's kind of an asshole, and I wanted to talk about that. So, and speaking of international travel, I almost forgot this. We were coming back from Canada, obviously. So we were crossing the border, and there's a trade agreement between the United States and Mexico and Canada for the North American, you know, the whole deal. And the problem, we get to the border, and this hardo border agent was just like, I guess he was just on a fucking Labor Day. Like, I don't know what his deal was or what his fucking problem was, but pal was just fucking getting on people. And he, now, here's the thing about Border Patrol. I know they have a tough job. I know their job is hard. I know what they're doing is important. But let's be honest with each other. The fuck you looking for? Because here's the deal. We pull up, we hand him our passport cards, and he goes, what's your citizenship? I said USA, which I think is fucking dumb. I'm sorry that I'm fucking stupid. And Dana goes, America. And I'm like, is that fucking right either? Like, do we say United States? Like, what the fuck? And then he goes, you got anything to declare? I'm like, no. He's like, any alcohol, tobacco? I'm like, yeah, I got some bottles of wine. He's like, how many bottles of wine? And I'm like, I don't know, 5 or 6, which was a lie. I was lying, but I also, like, didn't really know, and I wasn't going to sit there and fucking count. What am I, a jackass? I mean, there's a line of 100 cars behind us. Like, dude, what are we doing? And he goes, okay, you're over the duty limit? And I'm like, okay. What about it? Like, what do you want me to do? Pay a fucking 25 cents a liter here? What are we doing? And he goes, I'm like, I paid. First of all, if I had more guts, if I was a better person, I would have unloaded on his ass and been like, pal, buddy, guy, listen here. I don't give a fuck. I pay taxes in this country. If I want to bring back an extra couple bottles of wine, fuck you on doing this to me. You know, how about people looking out for people, you jackass? I just want to bring a couple bottles of wine back into this country because I have to pay goddamn student loans back that I was promised were going to be forgiven. Because here's the fucking thing. And this is what I mean about politicians and government and everything. I'm not going full right-wing Joe Rogan on your ass, okay? Joe Rogan, who can have on some country singer who made a song about rich men north of Richmond. Hey, you want to know who that is? It's Joe Rogan. Okay, I don't want to pretend that Joe Rogan is some common man who's out there fighting for the people. You take $100 million, $200 million from Spotify, guess what you lose? You lose your common man title. And I know he would tell me, hey, you do it too. You take the title too. Yeah, that doesn't make a difference. You're not a common man once you take $200 million from Spotify. You work for a media company. You can't sit there and bash media companies. You understand? Anywho, I'm trying to come across the border after, you know, a long weekend where I get engaged, you know, took a big leap there. Some would say I went over the falls in a barrel, and now I'm sitting at the border getting harassed by this skinny-ass border cop who, pal, listen here, border cop. Like, what the hell? Feels like a mall cop for somebody who's trying to get into a real police force so they don't have to work all the time. You know, I live in an area, I'm sure there's cops that work hard, but look, I live in an area where they could park in a school parking lot and just take radar, I put that in quotations, because, I mean, they're probably asleep when I drive by. Like, what are they looking for? They're looking to pull somebody over going 30, 38, and a 25? God, you're really doing God's work out here. You're really saving the goddamn planet. Anywho, the roads are safer because you pulled over my 2001 Honda Civic. And now you're checking the back. He's like, pop the trunk for me. I'm like, is this legal? Is this allowed? Do I have any rights? And then I get the guy, I'm looking behind me. So now I'm watching this guy ransack our box of wine that had roughly 6 bottles in it. Who would have thought? The extra 4 bottles, actually 5 bottles, 4 of them were ice wine. You want to sip? It's fucking good shit. It's sugar. Sugar of the gods. Nectar of the gods, if you will, ice wine. And this guy's fucking rummaging through it, and he goes and he pulls out a bag, and he finds what? What did he find, you guess? I'm watching him. He pulls out and he finds glasses, little wine glasses that we got from one of the winery tours. Wow, really saving the earth, pal. Wow, you saved this country from me bringing back 2 wine glasses. You feel strong? Oh, and then guess what else he pulled out? Oh, he went in there one more time. He took his fucking long fucking fingered hand, and he shoved it in there, and he pulled out a candle. Wow, a maple syrup candle. It's almost as if we're just 2 people who want to go home. And here you are trying to be Captain America. Hey, man, you're over the duty tax. No, I'm not. Put the box back because the Fair Trade Agreement states, what does it state, Ryan? You keep bringing it up. Well, the Fair Trade Agreement states that you can bring back any Canadian product into the United States, any Mexican product in the United States, and then when you open that box, you know what you saw? A lot of VQA. What is the VQA? I'm not really sure, but I know it makes up the whole, you know, wine country thing that makes sure that that wine was made in Canada. It's a Canadian product. And God bless America, I'm bringing it back in because I'm going to drink it because I'm not going to go to the store here and buy some wine because who gives a damn? I'm not a pretentious asshole.
I'm just bringing it all back because I want to seem well-traveled when my friends come over. Who's coming over, Ryan? You don't have any friends. God damn it, you're right. So here's the problem. This guy walks back around after slamming my trunk, may I add. Don't think you can do that. Seems a little fucking weird. Hope you put all my shit back in. Because he just hands us our passport cards and goes, you're free to go. Hey, fucking no shit. Was I being detained? Did you find what you were looking for, pal? Did you find 6 beers and a bottle of whiskey? And a bottle of vodka? And 8 bottles of wine? Hey, Captain America, everybody. If I was a smarter guy, I would have. If I was a smarter or wittier guy, yeah, I would have fucking ripped that guy a new asshole. But you know what else I want to do? I want to go home. Can't believe I got stopped and frisked at the goddamn Border Patrol. And I didn't have any witty comments to say. Can you believe that? I had to just hold them all in. Ryan, it sounds like you just picked the wrong line at the Border Patrol. Yeah, maybe I did, okay? Fuck. I fucking needed this Cherry Coke Zero Sugar. I needed that shit, man. Fuck, that shit's good. There's something about diet soda, dude. I drink it and I'm just ready to fucking go. Ugh. That is fucked about student loans, huh? They just tease the shit out of us with student loans. I mean, they basically just rubbed the outside of our pants at like a 6th grade party with student loans. No disrespect. You know, not to be too graphic, it's like when you have a girlfriend who's, you guys are like 13, 14 years old, and you just rub fronts trying to start a fire. That's what they did with student loans. I mean, it was awesome when they were telling us, like, hey, $10,000, $20,000, and you're just rubbing fronts, right? You don't even know what you're doing. And it kind of hurts a little bit down there because you're rubbing against her jeans, and it's because it's December, and but you have a new girlfriend, and you guys are just rubbing up against each other, and you're trying to recreate what you saw on your cell phone screen when you were watching two people get it on, and you're just rubbing fronts. They're telling you $10,000 is going to be forgiven. It's no big deal. All U.S. government loans are going to be gone, and then poof, mom walks in. Big bad right-wingers walk in. They kick you out and you never see that girl again. And you think about her every so often as you get older. Because she was the first girl that ever let you get past first base. That's what happened with student loans. Student loans are a nightmare. I'm not paying them shits back. And here's the thing about student loans. You're not getting my money back. Why do you want my money? You're the one that paused them. You had 3.5 years to figure out a plan. So did I, but you did too. And you're the government. I'm just a normal ass guy. Figure it out. I got a wedding to plan. Is that bad planning out of me? Yeah, like I said earlier, I have no plan. My whole life has not been a plan. From the moment my dad and my mom started getting parallel, perpendicular, all the right angles they could throw together, there I was. Had my dad just not been thinking with the wrong brain, if my dad had been a little bit smarter, thrown a Trojan in that car, he would have been fine, right? I would never be here. You'd never be listening to this podcast. Isn't that crazy how life works, you know? Every decision you make is a decision that you don't even know you're making for yourself years and years in advance. 26 years ago, Princess Diana was about to be laid to rest while Elton John sang Candle in the Wind. England's rose. And I was about to be born, all because my dad didn't cover it up, if you know what I mean. I was about to be born into a hospital room with the Princess Diana funeral on, the TV. One royal dies, another's born. And that's how this podcast got started, because somebody didn't bring a condom to a get-together. Isn't life crazy? Isn't it crazy? I would never know the experience of Cherry Coke if it weren't for my father making all the decisions he made in the 30 years of his life that got him to that moment with my mom, and all the decisions she made in every year of her life leading up to that moment. And then every decision after that led me to this moment in the basement of my now fiance's house, which I do not own. I have the greatest rental agreement in the world. I'm about to just marry into a house. Is that kind of nepotism? I don't know. What's the word for it? I don't know. But here I am, all these years later, ranting and raving about student loans, Border Patrol, Kanye West, and getting engaged.
And here we are. Every road we've ever taken has led us here. Me, turning 26 years old. In the year of our Lord, 2023. Football being back this Sunday. Cleveland Browns minutes returning this Sunday. We've made it another year, folks. My birthday signals the beginning of a new football season. The end of summer, almost. Summer's still alive and well here. It's hot as shit outside. I just want you to know this. Every decision you've ever made has led you to the decision you're going to make. When you made this decision to listen to this podcast, it now leads you to every decision you'll make after you listen to this podcast. And I wish you nothing but the best. Happy birthday to me from you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks. Well, congratulations on the engagement. Appreciate it. Congratulations on not getting pulled over at the border. Appreciate it. Sorry about those student loans. Me too. I'm not sorry because I'm not paying them back. Figure it out. Hey, you can get on a save plan. Yeah, and you can fuck off. Wouldn't that be a fucking shock? Wouldn't that be crazy? The government doing something for us poor folk. You know what's crazy about poor folk getting ahead? Us common folk. I know Joe Rogan would like you to believe he's a common folk, but the man has $200 million from Spotify. And I think you make $200 million from Spotify, you can't be a common folk. You could be a common folk like me when you got some student loans to pay back. Not an absorbent amount. But God forbid that the poor folk get ahead. Because once there's a handout given or a break given to us poor folk, a tax break or a win given for us, they pull out that C word. I'm talking communism. I'm talking S word, socialism. They throw it in your face. Oh, no, you poor people don't want to pull yourself up by your bootstraps to pay those student loans back. Well, here's the problem. Why is college so expensive? You know what you were getting into. Hey, no, I didn't. I didn't realize it was going to cost me this much because I just wanted to get a normal-ass job. You understand? I paid most of it back while I was working or trying to go to school. But I was also working when I was going to school. I don't know where these jobs were that were paying enough money to pay to go to school. Work two jobs. No. I also want a good quality of life. We live in the richest country in the world. Oh, now he's talking like he knows shit. Oh, I'd hate to bore you anymore. Huh? Was that a good podcast? Thanks for listening. Thanks for all you do for me. I really do appreciate it. Thank you for all the well wishes on Dana and I's engagement. I really appreciate that. And I do appreciate the happy birthday wishes for all of those people who are going to wish me a happy birthday. And even if you don't, I still appreciate it. You know, because it's hard to remember people's birthdays. I know that. So I appreciate it. I call my grandpa. It's his birthday. Happy birthday to my grandpa. Love you guys. Email me, RyanWoodsPod@gmail.com. Follow me on all the links below. Subscribe, rate, review the podcast. I'll talk to you next week. Yeah.
Biscuit.